This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 23. High class, low class alike. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 5. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Although they say, as surely as the Lord lives, still they are swearing falsely. Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought, these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Jeremiah's words sound biased in favor of the leader class in his society. He was, after all, the son of a priest, not a farmer. But Jeremiah could see the faults of the leaders of his people too. His hopes that surely the leaders know the way of the Lord were dashed. God had set before him a challenge. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. This was an echo of God's promise to Abraham, that if there were 10 righteous people in Sodom, he would not destroy the city. Actually, Jeremiah received a more generous promise. If he could find even one righteous person, God would forgive the city. People in our day who are critical of the poor should look closely at the sins of the elite. Is there more acceptance of the Word of God? Is it only the poor who make unwise choices in their behavior? With one accord, the leaders too had broken off the yoke. High class or low, salvation is always and only by the grace of God. Pray with me. Thank you, O God, that you neither patronize the poor nor favor the rich. Thank you that your offer of salvation is the same for everyone, everywhere. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.